Car accidents. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, approximately 35,000 people lose their lives in car accidents every year in the U.S. Despite increasing safety features available in newer vehicles, the number of car accident deaths has not declined, partly because the number of vehicle miles traveled in the U.S. continues to rise. More cars on the roads mean more opportunities for car accidents, and despite major improvements in mass transit, traffic congestion from motor vehicles remains a problem. What are the leading causes of car accidents? Car accidents can occur for a variety of reasons, but the most common causes include the following. Aggressive driving. This includes any type of driving that is dangerous, such as tailgating and making constant lane changes. Aggressive driving can be a dangerous situation for people who are caught in the crossfire, even on surface streets. For example, someone who is being tailgated could be anxious and make bad decisions that cause an accident, and sudden lane changes could cause multi-vehicle accidents as drivers sideswipe one another or run off the road. Distracted driving. This includes driving while texting, driving while speaking on a mobile phone, using a GPS device while driving, applying makeup, chatting with a passenger, eating, reaching down to pick an item off the floor, and reaching into the glove compartment. Any activity that takes a driver's hands or eyes off the road can increase the risk for a serious accident. Distracted driving is a leading cause of rear-end wrecks. Drowsy driving. Fatigue is a factor in many serious traffic accidents. Aside from the dangers associated with falling asleep behind the wheel, even mild drowsiness can have a significant impact on a driver's reaction time, as well as their ability to stay alert and use good judgment. Drunk driving. Alcohol remains a significant danger to drivers on the road because impaired drivers cannot make split-second decisions, and their reaction time is compromised. Many people turn to ride-sharing companies, such as Uber and Lyft, to get home safely after a night of drinking. Left-hand turn. Drivers who try to make a left-hand turn at an intersection against oncoming traffic can easily cause an accident if they do not yield to advancing traffic. When making a left-hand turn, drivers should proceed with caution, even if they have a green arrow. Drivers coming the other way might not notice that they need to stop. Running a red light. Drivers who run red lights increase their chances of colliding with a vehicle that has a green light. In 2018, 846 people were killed in red light accidents across America. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, IIHS, notes that proper intersection light timing and cameras often prevent accidents or deter drivers who would drive through intersections. Speeding. Driving faster than the speed limit greatly increases the impact of a collision and makes it nearly impossible for a driver to brake in time to avoid a rear-end wreck. Speeding also causes drivers to lose control of their vehicles. In 2018, 26% of all crashes involved speeding and 9,378 people were killed in these accidents. Weather conditions. By itself, bad weather cannot cause an accident, but it can create the environment in which an accident is far more likely. For example, a thunderstorm causes slick roads and poor visibility, and if people do not drive defensively in these conditions, they can easily cause car accidents, such as side impact crashes. That is why there are nearly 6 million crashes a year and 21% of those crashes involve inclement weather conditions. Reckless driving. This includes the driver having a willful disregard for the rules of the road, which include swerving in and out lanes, going over the posted speed limit, or trying to elude a police officer. These actions often lead to hefty charges and accidents. Faulty parts and defects. Faulty parts and defective vehicles caused 44,000 accidents in 2018, and drivers may not realize there are problems with their vehicles until it is too late. Drivers should regularly search online or call their dealership for updates on recalls, and any problems with vehicles should be repaired as soon as possible. Typical issues with faulty vehicles that can cause accidents include the following. How do ride-sharing accidents differ from other accidents? Ride-sharing accidents are unique because they present liability issues for everyone involved. If the driver of a ride-sharing vehicle is at fault for the accident, they must have insurance to pay for damages. If that driver was not trained or advised of their need for adequate insurance, the ride-sharing corporation could be held liable for damages. Ride-sharing accidents that are caused by another driver will involve the guilty driver's insurance. Even though the victims in the backseat were not driving or affiliated with the driver, they should retrieve personal and insurance information from the driver who is found at fault. How to avoid truck accidents? Truck accidents are easy to avoid if car drivers know what to look for on the road. First, Large trucks are difficult to drive, slow to pick up to speed, and take quite a long time to stop. Drivers who are near large trucks should not cut them off, and large trucks should be left extra room when they are turning. Although it is true that large trucks can sideswipe small vehicles or cut corners when turning, large trucks can experience mechanical issues when they are driven too hard. For example, cutting off a large truck will cause the driver to overuse their brakes. If the brakes fail, the truck cannot stop. Car drivers use their brakes all the time without worry, but a large truck's brakes must stop much more weight, and those trucks are often driven hundreds of thousands of miles between service appointments. Truck drivers are also wise to follow all federal guidelines given by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, regarding rest periods, truck inspections, and cargo loading. For example, drivers might fall asleep at the wheel if they have driven too long, improperly loaded cargo might tip over a trailer, and trucks that have not been inspected could fail at any time. What should drivers do after an accident? Drivers can use the following list of tips to manage an accident. Although these tips will not result in a favorable settlement or claim, drivers can make it easier to prove their case and remain safe. Call 911, check on other drivers, get out of the roadway, push cars to the side of the road, obtain a police report and the officer's badge number, report the accident to your insurance company, try to find witnesses who will be willing to talk about what they saw, seek medical care, contact a car accident lawyer immediately. Are passenger injuries settled in a lawsuit? Passengers involved in accidents must know which party is at fault. The passenger in the car that caused the accident can file a claim against the driver's insurance and possibly sue the driver for negligence. If the passenger is in a car that did not cause the accident, that passenger can file a claim against the other driver's insurance. Passengers may, however, have a part to play in an accident. If a passenger is found to have contributed to causing the accident, their claim could be denied. As mentioned, distracted driving includes interacting with passengers. A passenger who causes an accident could be sued by the driver of the vehicle and anyone else who was injured in the crash. Why do I need a car accident lawyer? After a victim suffers injuries in an accident that was caused by another driver, they may try to quickly reach a settlement with the driver's insurance company. The goal of any insurance company is to pay as little as possible in a claim, even if the evidence shows that its client is liable for the accident. There are many variables that come into play. Drivers who are involved in an accident should work with a lawyer as soon as the accident occurs. Contacting a lawyer allows them to investigate the crash as soon as possible. Evidence must be gathered, and witnesses must be interviewed. A lawyer will also work the insurance company and medical professionals when handling an injury claim. Reach out to the Washington, D.C. car accident lawyers at the law offices of Duane O. King when you need assistance with car accidents and injuries. We can provide you with the level of customer care and support that you need. Call us at 202-331-1963 or contact us online for a free consultation.